I've taken time away from the warm confines of the Whips Cross Hospital Radio Studios to pop down to Lloyd Park in Walthamstow on this chilly February morning. Where on the first Thursday of every month, local residents meet to tend to the gardens behind the newly restored William Morris Gallery. The group also meet on the third Thursday of every month during April to September, when it's a bit warmer and there's not so much of a nip in the air. William Morris is arguably Walthamstow's most famous cultural export, famous for his designs, wallpaper and poetry to name a few, and you may have seen his name on various signs and buildings around the borough. He also lived in the Grade 2 listed building from 1848 to 1856. Very kindly, Ellie, the Community Projects Coordinator, and Luke, the Head Gardener, have agreed to tell us all about the scheme and how you can get involved.
Well, you can come to Lloyd Park in Walthamstow and volunteer to do some gardening in the William Morris Garden. It happens during autumn and winter on the first Thursday of the month, and in spring, summer on the first and third Thursdays of the month.
Does the scheme run throughout the entire year?
Yes, all year, even if it's really cold. Unless we get several inches of snow or torrential rain, we'll be here. There's no real age limits. If you're under 18, you'd need to come with an adult, but you can be any age you like, and we try and make it accessible for everyone. So, you know, if you're not so good at bending and stretching anymore, we'll find you a task that suits you.
Do you need to be a resident of Waltham Forest to get involved?
You don't need to be a resident of Waltham Forest, but obviously if we got really, really full to capacity, we might have to give preference to local people.
Luke, you're the head gardener. If someone was to come along and perhaps didn't have any gardening experience at all, is that a problem?
Not in the slightest. Primarily, we do tend to work on the herbaceous beds, so that provides you with quite a different variety of things that can be done. Just in general, just ask questions, learn, find out. It's a welcoming group.
The volunteers that come down, do they get given their own tools?
There's a set of community tools that are here. There's more than enough. You know, you haven't got to worry about things like that. Just turn up and we take care of the rest.
And what about uniform? Is there certain clothes that we should avoid or that we should wear?
Obviously, at certain times of the year, it will be a bit messy. And if you are getting stuck in and moving around and digging up in the beds, then you're likely to get mud or some mulch or compost on your clothes.
If I was to decide I wanted to pop along on the first Thursday of the month, say, would I need to book a space or can I just turn up?
No, you can just turn up. It runs from 10 till 1, but you don't have to come for all of that time. So you can just come along whenever you like within that time.
There's got to be health benefits to this as well.
Yes, gardening is a sort of physical activity, so it's good for your physical health. Also, you're outdoors in the sunshine, hopefully, meeting new people, so it's a social opportunity and it's good for your mental health as well.
What would you say to someone who was thinking about coming along but was perhaps a bit wary of being out in the cold and who might think it might be too tiring?
You know,